Nick from South Philly is on WIP. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. You have a question for Jason Kelce?
Yeah, I was just, I was just really impressed about what's going on there today, Jason. You know, and if Jason is the host of the show, I'd be willing to come on three times a week, as opposed to just my one time a week that I'm required to do right now. But we're not ready to give him up quite yet. Okay, so but I'm just saying, if he's the host, three times a week, boom.
Oh, hold on a minute. Is this Nick Sirianni?
Yes, it is.
Get
the hell out of here.
Coach, thank you for calling in.
Hey, man, this has been a fun morning for me to listen to Jason and the show, and I've been having a good time this morning.
How did you enjoy Indianapolis? Just got back from the combine.
You know what? It was a good trip. I always think that the combine is a great opportunity for you to put a face and a personality to the guys that you've been watching on tape. So, you know, we got a lot of good work done there. Put some names and some faces to the guys that we've been watching on tape.
We got some guys that we're thinking about going to make us better.
I hope we went down there and did a little bit of that, right? I don't know if every coaching staff is thinking that way down there. I think some of them are doing some other stuff too and having some fun. We went down there to work.
There we go.
Now, Nick, the miniature basketball hoop was certainly the big topic of conversation over the last few days.
Hey, you know, that was we had a good time with that. And I did hear Jason's story about the pop shot. That was before, and I thought it was hilarious. That was before we got here.
It was,
With the box cutter and the pop shot. No, there was no guy at the combine that did that went that route. But we had a good time. We had a good time with it, and just it's an icebreaker to get to know the guys, and I know NFL Network had a good time with that, and they had me on the next day after that, and I had to show them my shooting skills.
How would you grade? Draft prospect if they did come in with a box cutter and slice all the balls, would that be a positive or a negative?
I actually kind of like it. You would know. You know what? You always have comparisons. You'd be like, you know, so it's like this, right, Jason? If a guy does something on tape and you're watching a player, right? I got a tape on right now, and if I'm watching a player and he reminds me in a body movement. Moves like a guy that you've had success with in the past, or a play reminds you of a guy that you've had success with in the past, you'd be like, oh man, this guy reminds me of player so-and-so because of this. And then I guess what I could say is, he came in with a box cutter. This guy reminds me of Jason Kelce. Let's draft him in round one. Let's get him here, and let's go.
Nick, I know you're pressed for time, but when Jason first came in, we asked him, what are you doing? Are you coming back, or are you going to retire? He wouldn't give us an answer. Is there anything you'd like to say to him right now?
Well, we've obviously talked, he knows that the keg was delivered. I actually got a picture of the keg at his house, so he knows where we stand. He knows how important he is to this football team, and he knows that we're begging to get him back.
Another keg would be nice.
We did use the keg to connect, Coach. We had some of the guys on the team over. We enjoyed it last weekend, so I appreciate that.